You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good, and it's always good to have a new foodie friend on board. And I would love to introduce you to Cynthia Lam, a wellness coach and founder of Super Farmers, which is a wellness company focused on helping people to eat well and live well through food and nutrition education. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Denise.
Welcome to the show, Makan Kaki.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to share with you my tips and tricks.
It was so lovely to meet you. I happened to pop by Boutique Fairs. There you were, standing in front of your very attractive booth. And I picked up an urban farming kit, and it's been so much fun and actually so easy to grow my own microgreens to eat. So tell us a little bit more about your company, Super Farmers.
I started Super Farmers in 2015 after my daughter nearly died from a food coloring allergy.
Oh my gosh.
So she was only 3 years old at that time, and she was having pneumonia for a prolonged period of time. The first doctor who saw her said to be prepared because, you know, her lungs were mostly already infected and they weren't responding to any of the treatments they were giving her. It was really by luck I bumped into a neighbor who told me to call her boss, whom I didn't know was actually a lung specialist at KK Hospital for Children. You know, after a month in the hospital, she was finally saved and she recovered, and that really just made me realize how important it is to eat well. Because of what she had suffered, which was due to a food coloring allergy, I wanted to really dive deep into nutrition to understand what food was made of, how people were growing food and all that. So that really kick-started my journey about wellness and specifically about nutrition. Throughout that period of time, I was personally suffering from insomnia and very bad eczema. So I really wanted to find answers beyond having a healthy family. I really wanted to find answers for myself as well. So I realized how much nutrition and wellness are interlinked with our emotional states of health also. So I kind of went through a whole journey of just understanding that. And I think today in 2022, I have some answers, and, you know, through the products and workshops and programs you run for individuals as well as corporates, we're able to share what I have gleaned on this journey.
What is the most rewarding thing for you since you've made this kind of a lifelong pursuit, really?
Well, number one, I got my daughter back, thank goodness.
So she's all good, all healthy.
She's 14. She is taller than I am.
Wow.
And yeah, it's all really a journey of educating her, because she would be, why can't I eat this thing that looks neon green or bright blue, you know? There's a lot of education that I need to do with her to really make her understand what could be good for us and not good for us, that sort of thing.
You know, in your dealings with so many people, and I'm sure you have many concerned parents who come to you, what is the number one question they ask you?
I think the biggest issue is, my kid doesn't eat vegetables.
Oh.
They don't like vegetables. Yeah. So, I mean, there isn't a hard and fast rule of how we can make them eat vegetables, but it is a good thing to have. But don't forget, a lot of other nutrients are available in proteins, in meat as well. For instance, in very, very poor countries, they don't have a variety of foods to eat. Then all they eat are eggs, or they eat from maybe just one kind of tree, like the moringa tree, for instance. It's a very powerful superfood that you can find freely all around the island. But okay, back to the question that I get most often is, my kids don't eat vegetables and how can I get them to eat more? So I always talk about hiding vegetables in whether fruit juices, smoothies, or just a fritter with a mix of, you know, like salmon, potatoes, and chopped up vegetables that they can't remove.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. Since your daughter was 3 years old, really, you put yourself on this path towards educating yourself and also others. And it's been, more than a decade now?
Yes. So I am currently also a nutritionist in training. In the workshops that I run, I like to include actual factual things about nutrition. And then so I'll include things like easy recipes, recipes that they can try. And for instance, the urban farming kit that you brought home would give you such a boost of nutrition in just a small, tiny handful amount.
Okay, so since you mentioned it, tell us a little bit more about your urban farming kits. I found them super easy to grow and just so well packaged, and the instructions are super clear. My greens are growing very, very well. And as I said,
wow.
I cannot wait to harvest them and eat them. I wasn't one of those kids who had a problem eating her greens, so I'm really looking forward to having them.
Great. So I think that product came about because I was running all these workshops about eating, about how people can grow their own herbs and vegetables at home. And then they asked, how about you sell us something? I don't want to go to a nursery and buy these things. You know, I just want a one-stop shop to get everything from. And that's how I thought, okay, you know what? I've been running these workshops for years. I could come up with a product that has all these information and knowledge that I've gleaned into one tiny product, and it's going to be perfect for the urbanite living in, you know, high-rise buildings with little sunlight, with little time, but still wish to have a touch of greens. So
yeah,
that's how it came about.
And it's beautiful because, like, you've got these convenient little ice cream tubs that have holes, so there's already the drainage aeration.
Mm.
You've got your specially formulated soil, and you've got the seeds on these bespoke little tabs that you just stick into the soil, and like guaranteed, you know, I've never had success growing anything. I don't have a green thumb, but I was so surprised and excited.
Yay.
After 3 days, my seeds started sprouting and they're looking very healthy.
Wow.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's amazing, because we have the same feedback from people who claim not to have green thumbs. So yes, it works.
I'm growing currently the kangkong, the kailan, and the chai sim, but you have other vegetable varieties in your urban farming kits?
Yes, so we also have broccoli, beetroot, and we are going to introduce some herbs like arugula, basil, mustard, coriander, and a few others. They're coming real soon.
Yeah, and as if you're not busy enough, you know, running your workshops, a nutritionist in training, you are doing recipes, you're looking after your family, you're developing all these urban farming kits, but you also started a tea company.
Yes, I did. A tea brand.
Okay, yeah, so tell us more about the brand.
So Apothecary is a play on the word apothecary. You know, back in the days in European countries, it's much like our TCM, shifus, you know, if you had a sore throat and you walked into an apothecary, the guy behind the counter would pull out some herbs and ask you to drink a tincture or a blend or something like that. So I was going through some really hard times with insomnia and eczema, as I've shared with you earlier.
Yeah.
Really, I've tried everything, especially for the insomnia. My sleep pattern was, I was up for 72 hours and then I would crash for 4 and then I'll be up for another 72 hours. And this went on for 6 whole years. I lived like a zombie most of the time. I didn't know how to function. I had a corporate job back then. I tried everything from drink warm milk, have lavender oil, blah, blah, blah. I've tried everything and nothing really worked. I would be frank, it's not like drinking my tea would send you to slumberland straight away.
Mm.
But I have had customers who've been repeatedly buying this because they can now find some moments of rest with this tea. But for me, it's also like a holistic practice of how do you balance emotional self together with nutrition. So the teas come into play as a very convenient way to have some boost of, let's say, if you want rest, then we'll have a rest blend for you to sleep better. If you would like to protect your immunity, then we have a blend to help protect your cells against change and deterioration, that sort of thing.
I've been drinking a lot of your Protect tea.
Really?
The list of ingredients reads like a soup, you know?
I've been told.
Because there's turmeric, kefir, lime.
Yes, like a tom yum maybe.
But it doesn't taste like tom yum. No, it's just really mild, very soothing and just comforting, you know? It doesn't taste like soup. It does taste like a herbal tea and not unpleasant at all. Delicious. I served it to a lot of people who came over to my house for a party.
Whoa.
We had quite a lot to drink and then everyone had some Protect tea at the end of the night.
That's awesome. Yes,
so
perfect.
If we wanted to find out a little bit more about your services, your workshops, if we wanted to consult with you or we wanted to purchase those fun urban farming kits or even check out your tea brand.
Okay, we're at www.super-farmers.com or you can just follow us on Instagram at superfarmers. With an S behind.
Nice. Before we go for a little break, I wanted to ask you, what would be the advice you'd give our listeners on how to live well?
Very simply, I know it sounds too simple almost. Don't worry.
No, that is a deep, deep piece of advice and very
right?
difficult to follow through, but profound.
It is, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I think with every person I've met, they all worry so much and too much. And sometimes it gets in the way of us living a life and being positive about tomorrow because we worry, but we really don't know what's going to come. So don't worry. It's all going to be okay.
Thank you for that positivity. And on that note, we're going to go for a quick break and we will be back very soon with our new Makan Kaki. She is wellness coach and founder of Super Farmers, Cynthia Lam. Don't go anywhere.